Brookhouse's For Motivation CD with me, Sean Brookhouse. Please do not listen to this while operating any heavy machinery, an automobile, or any time where your full attention is required. Find a place to be comfortable and sit back and make yourself comfortable and simply close your eyes. And with your eyes comfortably closed, I'd like you to think of something pleasant. Maybe a peaceful, tranquil scene. And I want you to allow all of the muscles in your body to go quite limp and slack. First, the muscles of your feet and your ankles. Let them relax. Let them go limp and slack. And now, the muscles of your calves. Let them relax. Let them go limp and slack. And now, the muscles of your thighs. Let them relax. Let them go limp and slack. And already you can feel a feeling of heaviness in your legs, as if your legs are beginning to feel just as heavy as limp. Just let your legs go heavy as limp. Let them relax completely. And as you do so, you are becoming more and more relaxed. You feel completely at peace. Your mind calm and contented. You are really enjoying this very pleasant, relaxed feeling. And now, wonderful feeling of relaxation is spreading up over your entire body. Let your stomach muscles relax. Let them go limp and slack. Now, the muscles of your chest, your body, and your back. Let them relax. Let them go limp and slack. a feeling of heaviness in your body. As if your body is beginning to feel. Just as heavy as that. As if it is wanting to sink down, down deeper and deeper into the chair. Just let your body go. Muscles of your arms. Let them relax. Let them go. Limp. And slack. Feeling of heaviness in your body, in your legs, and in your arms, as if your entire body is beginning to feel just as heavy as lead. Just let your body go. As lead. Let them relax completely. And as you sit there, all the way, deep down, and comfortable in the chair, breathing freely and easily. You will find the sound of my voice will relax you ever more deeply as we go on. In a few moments' time, and with each descending number, between 10 and 1, you will feel a tenth more relaxed. 10%. You're drifting into ever deeper extent of physical as well as mental state of relaxation that will become deeper. As we go on, if while I'm counting, you would experience a slight, though very pleasant, physical sensation. As if you were floating floating down that would be far just far it only means that you're drifting into an ever deeper extent a physical as well as mental state of relaxation that will become deeper and deeper. Six. ever more deep. And ever more completely relaxed. Five. things lie put to conscious mind, will begin to exercise greater and greater influence than you think. Over the way you behave, and because these things will remain firmly embedded in the unconscious part of your mind after you've left here, when you are no longer with me, they will continue to exercise that same great influence. Thoughts, your feelings, and your actions just as strong, just as sure, and just as powerful when you're back home or wherever you are, as when you are with me in this room. You are now so very deep that everything that I tell you is going to happen to you for your own good will happen exactly as I tell you. And every feeling that I tell you that you will experience, you will experience exactly as I tell you. And these same things will continue to happen to you every day. And you will continue to experience the same feelings every day. Just as strong. Just as sure. And just as powerful when you're back home. Or wherever you are, as when you are with me in this room. I would like to take this opportunity to suggest your unconscious mind that within you is all of the motivation you require. It is more difficult to stop yourself from being motivated than it is to be motivated. In our lives, we all have things that we know we want to do. And one could even say things that we ought to do. But in truth, at times, we forget. We don't do as we need to. Which causes us difficulties and problems. Which stop us from reaching our full potential. I'd like to suggest your unconscious mind that your full potential can be met by simply focusing your attention on getting done what you need to do. As you focus on what's important, you discover that within you are all of the gifts, skills, and abilities you could ever need to be happy, healthy, and well. All you need is the belief in yourself that you can do anything you set your mind to. You find little victories, for it is little victories that make the big difference. I say this because nothing can be accomplished without having small victories. For it is small victories that help us win the big battles. To do what you need to do is not an issue of competence. You have the competence to do what you set your mind to. there's no reason why you shouldn't. For you can be reasonable about the things that you want. But what can be difficult is the confidence. And confidence can sometimes get in the way of us genuinely achieving what we want. As you focus on the things that you want, it becomes easier and easier for you to find things that will help to keep you motivated, to help to keep you on the right track. And if you stay on the right track, you will find that it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy that you will get done not only what you need to do every day, but also to get done the things that you want to do for yourself. There is no reason for you whatsoever to not get what you want out of life. So allow yourself the comfort and flexibility of being able to do not only what you need to, but what you want to do on a day-to-day basis. Do this, the easier it becomes, and the easier it becomes, the more confident and competent you will feel. By doing this, you will feel stronger and more optimistic in yourself on every level. And as such, you gain the confidence and competence to do all that you can and all that you want to do for your own best interests. Lock this idea in your mind so that it becomes a part of your life. For your unconscious mind can and will continue to support you by making all of the necessary adjustments to your beliefs, behaviors, and attitudes. Facilitate these suggestions on a permanent basis, allowing you to get the most out of yourself and the most out of your life, feeling calm and relaxed inside, confident and self-assured on the outside, knowing that nothing and no one need disturb you or get in the way of your success. Believe in yourself absolutely, and you will get absolutely the best results. And all that you do and everywhere that you go, remember always that you are in control. Always. You are in control of your mind and your life. And in a few moments' time, I will close this session. I will close this session by counting from 1 to 10. Eight, you will open your eyes. And the count of 10, you'll be back to full awareness. You'll feel fine, fresh and invigorated, a feeling of well-being all over, a feeling of well-being all over your body. Every part of you will be back here with me in the present at the count of 10. Eight, you will open your eyes, and the count of 10, you'll be back to full awareness, feeling good about yourself, better and more optimistic than you felt for a long, long time. So the count from 1 to 10, so you become more aware with each number. Eight, you will open your eyes, and the count of 10, you'll be back to full awareness. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Eyes open. 9, 10. Listen to this CD as often as you feel you need to.